Continuing the program, the next type of khatam is again the khatam of the Quran in one sitting. But a special note on this specific khatam is this, that this is one of the students who has, actually two, who have been studying in the part-time Madrasa al-Sariyat al-Quran. And of course this is a great achievement, that despite being in the part-time madrasa and with all the duties of school and college, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave them this courage. They were able to complete the door to that extent and to that level that they were able to recite the whole Quran in one go. This is of course the effort of the student, the effort of the teacher, and the effort of the parents also. And it should be an encouragement for us all, especially the parents, that we encourage our children to adopt the hifz of the Qur'an, to learn the Qur'an after heart, to memorize the Qur'an. We find many times an amazing saying that some parents, they will say that it is his choice. I will leave it to him. Whether he wants to take this path, whether he wants to take that path, it is all up to him. And the parent, he truly feels that I am doing that for my child, which is the best for him. Whereas if there was a king, and the king placed in front of your child gold, and he places copper in front of your child, in front of my child, and we are sitting there, we are watching our child, we are viewing our child, and he picks copper, will not the father say to the child that pick the gold, this is better for you? So if a father, he sees that his child, he has the opportunity to learn the deen, to learn the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, it's your choice. If you don't want to learn the deen, it is okay with me, I am supporting you, whatever you do. This is an amazing level of, or you would say, so very, very far from intellect. That a father, he can see that if I was to encourage my child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the blessing of Quran. A blessing that no value of this world or no item of this world can match. And in comparison to that, we will say that no, we are supporting him. We are doing that for him which is good for him, or we are doing that for her which is good for her. So my respected brothers and elders, we need to fast in ourselves, me and you, all of us. We need to realize the value of the Quran, the value of the Sharia, the value of the deen, that this is priceless. Anything else that would come in comparison to this, from the very beginning of time since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all have realized that true ilm and true knowledge is ilmul nubuwwah. Everything else, it can be necessary, it can be deemed, of course, to a certain level, a necessity to live in the world. There is no denial of that. There is no denial of that. Imam Shafi rahmatullah used to say, al-ilmu ilman. That knowledge is only two. Ilmu al-deen wa ilmu al-dunya. That there is the knowledge of deen and the knowledge of dunya. Whosoever wishes to take the knowledge of deen, of course he is taking that path which will bring him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone does not take that path, or does not have that amount of deeni knowledge, which is a necessity for him, then how can this person become successful in the hereafter? How can he become successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So as parents, such feats and such miracles are only possible if we encourage our children to carry out these types of actions and we support them with regards to the matters of deen. Every parent will support his child with regards to the world. No one needs to tell you that support your child. The person will support his child. Somehow, some way, the parents will support. But it is with regards to deen that the parents, they do not show that support that the child will need in many a time. Just that small amount of push from the parents could have been the reason for this child becoming successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding. Now I will call Zakaria Utopia to come and complete his Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.